So Monday again, and that means it is time to shift our focus to Major League Soccer. MLS Monday is back, joined as always by Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy, it's good to be back. Lots happening over the last night, really, and a lot of things on and off the pitch going on, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, well, let's first of all start with the playoffs and the fact that it was not the best of weekends for teams based in New York in MLS.
No, it sure wasn't, but it was a good weekend for teams based in Canada, as both Montreal and Toronto FC advanced to the conference semifinals. The first time we will see a Canadian team advancing to the MLS Cup in the end. But the real story was, I think, in the Bronx last night, as New York City FC were absolutely taken apart by Sebastian Giovinco and Toronto FC, 5-0 and 7-0 on aggregate in just a completely one-sided game.
When it comes to Giovinco, I mean, you and I, we've spoken on MLS Monday many times about him. He's well known as an entity. Is it a surprise that, despite everything that he can do in MLS, nobody from a European side has come along and said, you know, we are going to take a risk on you?
No, I don't, because I think it goes back to his time in Serie A and when he was with Juventus and Parma as well. And I think they see that he's doing some really great things in MLS, but I think teams are seeing that also. It's the lack of defense or the leaky defenses such as New York City FC has. Those are some of the reasons why he's afforded some of that space and time on the ball, and he's able to do the things that he does. And I really don't think that a top team, especially from Serie A, Juventus, will be coming back in for him anytime soon. But we could see him make his way back over to Europe for maybe one of the mid-table or lower-level teams, if you will.
We were speaking on the show last week about Steven Gerrard, and all the signs suggest that his time at LA Galaxy coming to an end. Questions now over the future of Frank Lampard at NYCFC. But while all this is going on, Robbie Keane, former Leeds United player, he's been playing for LA Galaxy for what seems like an eternity now. He's out of contract this winter, but I think with him it looks as though he will be staying in the league.
Yeah, that's right. After the game last night, he said even if he's not staying with LA Galaxy, that, you know, he's 100% sure that he'll be playing in MLS next season. And I think that if a team can go out and get Robbie Keane because of what he's done in the league, despite the age, I think that's a really good signing, because he's going to score you some goals. Now, LA Galaxy, after being beat yesterday by Colorado Rapids, they got knocked out on penalties, some dreadful penalties taken in that penalty shootout for LA Galaxy. But the Galaxy have a lot of things to do this winter. They're going through a bit of a phase where just a couple of seasons ago they were on top of the league, and now they've gone through that cycle. Now they're kind of waning with some of these players. They're going to possibly be losing Bruce Arena, the legendary head coach that they have. He's also the sporting director there, but chances are that he will stay on for at least another season. But as you said, they're going to lose Keane. Steven Gerrard is on his way out. And, you know, a little guy by the name of Landon Donovan, who came back at the end of last season, there's no guarantees that he's going to return next year for them and could find himself on another side in MLS.
So now we know the conference finals. It's Seattle against Colorado. I'm amazed to see Seattle there because they're my team. They had a dreadful, dreadful start. So they've done very well to get themselves to this conference final stage. You mentioned about how in the East it's Montreal versus Toronto. So we are definitely going to have a Canadian team in the final of MLS. What would happen, I'm playing total devil's advocate here, because of course Montreal and Toronto are both in the East in this sense, with these two teams it couldn't happen, but Vancouver in the West, what would happen to the MLS audience, to the MLS reputation almost as a league, if you end up with an all-Canadian final one year?
I think it would be quite interesting, and we kind of mentioned this off air earlier, but I think that you would see maybe some problems with ratings for MLS in the U.S. I think in Canada it would be such a big deal, real fantastic. But, you know, I think the networks that carry the MLS final would see quite a plunge in the MLS ratings south of the border there. And I think that it would hurt the league in the United States during the final. Because think about this, Andy. This is a league where a lot of the people who go out to the games, the attendances are fantastic at most of the team stadiums and most of the cities. But there's still that, I don't know, the thought that watching the MLS on TV isn't necessarily the coolest thing to do. Yeah, people will watch Premier League games, or, you know, take another sport, NFL or NBA. They don't have to be from the same city to watch those games. But the interest to watch, say, a team from a different city, for example, if I'm a Sporting Kansas City fan and I've got the chance to watch Seattle play Dallas, you know, I might not be so interested in watching those games. So that interest in watching on TV isn't quite there like it is going out to the stadiums in MLS. And I think it would hurt the ratings overall if it was an all-Canadian final.
We've reached that part of the season as well where the natural thing for me as a European who comes from a culture of promotion and relegation is to talk about whether or not that could feature in Major League Soccer with the divisions beneath. It's a very much a cultural thing where in America, I mean, the NFL doesn't do promotion relegation, NBA, NHL, MLB, none of them do. So it's probably a short-lived debate, I guess, the other side of the Atlantic, but the divisions beneath, like the NASL and things, that would give them something to focus on if a side could make the leap.
Yeah, definitely it could. But right now we're seeing quite a few different things happening with those lower leagues in U.S. soccer. A lot of uncertainty with the second division North American Soccer League, who has only been around for the last 6 years, and this is their second incarnation. And right now there's just a lot of problems with the finances in the league. Some teams looking to move, several of the teams wanting to move to MLS, but that doesn't look like it's really going to be happening. So they're kind of positioning themselves right now for the third division United Soccer League, and we're seeing teams such as Ottawa Fury and Tampa Bay Rowdies making that move right now amidst some of the different problems they're having. Despite this, the league is getting set for the NASL, that is getting set for their championship game, which will be coming up on November 13th, as the New York Cosmos will be playing the Indy 11. And, you know, some fans really do enjoy watching the NASL. It brings something a lot different than Major League Soccer does. But this is a league that really has, you know, struggled to find its footing in the grand scheme of American soccer and Canadian soccer right now. And I think that we're really seeing, because of those financial problems, really the kind of, you know, different things that the different adversities that they're facing because MLS is so strong at the moment.
I mean, you and I, we've spoken about the sport outside of Major League Soccer. It feels to me, and this may just be a perception rather than an actuality, and it may just be because I'm seeing certain things, but my perception is that soccer outside the MLS gets stronger and stronger and stronger. But then when I kind of speak to you and find out some of the more intricate things about it, I see teams like Detroit City FC. Now, they're a team who've completely grabbed my attention. I really quite like them as a club. But then you find that they're actually the third tier, they're amateur, where the crowd, if you look at what they pull in and the passion from the crowd, you would say, well, there's one who is absolutely perfect to move up a division or so on, but that is just not how it works, is it?
No, absolutely. That they are, you know, there are several of these teams, as you're saying, that have this kind of following. It's almost like a cult following that these teams have, and it does work really well where they're at. But, you know, to see them make a jump up to another level is something that it could be premature. And, you know, part of this is, Andy, I'm very cynical about American soccer, but I think that, in a way, there are too many people who are a bit too optimistic about soccer in the U.S., and so perhaps that is why you know, I try to bring a little bit of pessimism to things.
Certainly, we've seen in the past where people have thought that, right, America is ready for soccer. They've brought the big names in, and it's not happened. I mean, look at the late 70s and the 80s, and New York Cosmos, who are currently, you know, getting ready for the NASL final. They're in the current iteration of New York Cosmos, but they've been a name from the past. They've been, they've gone, and there's almost that worry, I guess, from you that American soccer could still go that way again.
Yeah, I think there is. Especially with those lower leagues, again, like the NASL that we were talking about here, because of the financial problems and the different things that have gone into that league, and teams interested in moving to other leagues as well in MLS and the USL. So I think that, you know, soccer is something in the U.S. with so many top sports, baseball, basketball, NHL hockey. I think that with soccer being the fifth or fourth most popular sport in the country, that it is something that can go away just as quickly as it is, surged into the mainstream recently. So definitely something to watch out for and to hope that it continues on the streak it's going on.
Bit of out of the box thinking here, just with the sort of lower leagues, if you will. We're seeing that the NFL is trying to bring games to the UK, so you think the franchise might end up here at some point. We see rugby league team coming in next season in Canada. They're trying to, I think, play four games in Canada, then four away games, and so on. Can you see a time where there might almost be a way to get interest from America? Could almost be to have our team based somewhere in the States that's doing like this model of the Toronto Rugby League side. So it's in the English league, but it's based in America. It has several home games in a row and then several away games in a row. Or am I just thinking way off, that'll never happen, this is football?
Well, no, I can see that idea being pitched, Andy. That's the scary thing. And I think it was last year that there were rumors of the proposal of the League Cup, the English League Cup, inviting teams from North America over to play in it. And there's been some different ideas about different competitions going on between North America and the UK, but this is something I could totally see happening. But it reminds me of the original NASL, which was lived back in the 70s and 80s, and this is when the U.S. Top flight of soccer had a team in Hawaii. Now, Hawaii is 2,500 miles away from Los Angeles, and that team, not only could they not grow much interest in the team or the league, but they were making these amazing flights from Hawaii all the way to the east coast of the U.S., using lots of money to go back and forth. And similar to the team that will be in rugby league in Canada, they were playing long stretches on the mainland, and then teams would be coming over and spending some time on the Hawaiian Islands to play games. So, you know, I think that this, unless there's a lot of money to be put into this, I think it's a bit of a silly idea. But, you know, it's football, it's soccer, it's American soccer. I can see these kinds of things happening.
You mentioned the N-word. I think it's true. Money talks in sport, and in American sport, it seems particularly so at times. It's always brilliant to get you on, Drew, for MLS Monday. Thank you very much for joining us this week, sir.
Thank you, Andy. Always good to be back.